for Tutor Advocate with Clancy Overall.
Scott Morrison's energetic campaigning style earned him the nickname Scotty from marketing, courtesy of the satirical website The Batuta Advocate.
Well, the first time we saw Scott Morrison as Scotty from marketing, I guess, was on the election campaign.
I have always believed in miracles.
Yeah! So please welcome Clancy, right here on AAA, the Mo Country.
It's that time of the morning, and tell you what, these gentlemen have had a big week at Batuta Advocate.
Absolutely.
Clancy Overalls joins us right now. Good morning to you, sir, and what a week.
Thanks for having me. You lot. Yeah, I know I've been doing a bit of media this week, but of course I'm always looking forward to this stuff.
We adopted you first, or you adopted us. Either way, we were the originals.
But what a week, mate. What an absolute week.
Yeah, I had a bit on. I think it was ABC Four Corners had actually maybe heard me on the Brekkie Show on AAA.
Yeah, that was it.
They said, yeah, these people are good talent. Let's get them on.
While we got you there, there's been a few headlines that jumped out of us this week, and one of them's a PM headed to the pub, and he ran into someone he didn't actually want to run into.
Yeah, it was a big week. He obviously heating up towards the election, so there's a lot of scrutiny, there's a lot of detractors, a lot of media focusing on, you know, certain things he said or certain elements of his life that are unsavory. And then he spent the week with this this religious freedom bill, which I don't think anyone was happy with except for himself.
Wow.
And then his party's falling apart. There's people leaking stuff about him to the media. It's not going good, mate. He's had a hell of a week. He's had a hell of a day. He goes down to the pub last night. He goes down there in Canberra. He goes, I need a hard light shandy. That's what I need.
But I mean,
singular hard light shandy in a mini glass. And the first person he runs into is his colleague and mortal enemy, Barnaby Joyce, who is having a vodka lift.
Oh, Barnaby, you rascal.
Yeah, he wasn't happy. He goes, he makes sure not to swear. He goes, oh, goodness sake, of course you're here, you dastard fool.
Well, that's not all that happened with the PM this week. Obviously, being at church really takes it out of you.
Well, yeah, being at church or basically going to work, really, because what we're hearing from the Prime Minister's office on the Batuta Avenue, what we're hearing from the Prime Minister's office is the earliest he gets up on any given day is when he has church. So it's nothing for him to sleep in till 10:30 in the morning on a work day, but that's just kind of how he is. He's a relaxed man, never really in too much of a hurry.
Hawaii occasionally.
Yeah.
Ooh. Holidays. But he'll get up early for church on Sunday. And he'll also get up early when he's got some work to do in Canberra on behalf of the church. So he spent the last week doing that. We saw all the drama out there in Carindale and at the City Point College. These are all, this all comes back to the Prime Minister. But, as we learned during Hawaii, he's quick to skip town. So for him to actually have to stay there and complete a full day's work, it seems to have exhausted him. It was actually after he, had that hard light shandy down there at the public bar in Canberra that he actually ended up in hospital with exhaustion.
Oh, really?
Because he's never really worked.
Day in his life, really.
Yeah, not a full day's work anyway.
Well, I'm sure you'll report more on him.
2 hours is his
as the weeks to come as well. He can't escape, the big fella. He cannot escape.
No, they have him a hydrolyte lollipop. I think he's all right.
Hey, we'll move on from the PM. It's got the pizzling. Move on from him. And there's a few experts coming out of Whistler now because a few blokes living over there for 6 months thinking they know a lot about the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, that was what's happening. I mean, obviously, the Winter Olympics, we ran a couple of stories on the Winter Olympics this week, namely the fact that we at the Batuta Advocate believe the Winter Olympics, let's just say, I'm going to say majority of the sports are invented in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there's, you know, the upside down unicycle foot archery is, you know, and I'm not that familiar with it. I'm not inclined to believe that it's an ancient Nordic or Canadian sport, you know what I mean? And then, of course, there's the skeleton, which I'm told has been around for a long time. But
yeah.
Basically, it's just the X Games on ice, isn't it?
It is.
And we were running a few stories about it, but it's kind of hard to know as Australians because we're so close to the equator that we really don't have the snow. I mean, short of a couple, you know, a couple girls from up there in the Snowy River, towns like Coomer, Jindabyne, you're not really going to have come up skiing or snowboarding in that way.
Well, no.
So
we're probably just as inclined to be in the Winter Olympics as Jamaica in the bobsleds, aren't we?
That's it. That's absolutely right.
Like,
yeah, the cool runnings. but the only people in Australia apparently who do know anything about the Winter Olympics are those blokes who, when they finished school, went to Whistler or went to Colorado for 6 months to clean toilets on the minimum wage there and drink cheap vodka and work at ski lifts. That bloke we've said in town is now the expert on skiing.
Obviously.
And snowboarding, pretty good.
All right. Well,
Do you have a snowboard, Jerome?
I did snowboard. I did go to Whistler, actually, Clancy.
Really?
I went to Whistler.
You're one of them.
I didn't clean toilets, I tell you that much. I did drink a lot of the crap vodka, though, and I had an absolute great time there. I wasn't very good at snowboarding, and I could imagine that me having a...
You were just holidaying there.
Yeah, mate, I was just holidaying, you know, single.
Yeah, you were a tourist.
I was just single, just getting around there.
Single and ready to mingle.
The Aussies who did the working holiday is the one. The working holiday is the one where they're living in bunk beds and cleaning toilets every day. That's 6 months at a time. It actually doesn't sound that pleasant to me.
Sounds terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. It's like the Aussie version of coming here to pick fruit from England.
Kind of.
Why would you want to come pick fruit? Anyway, Tara, you got one more.
Now, I chose this one because, well, we gave away a hair package this morning, but us girls are very... We have routines with our hair.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Yeah, this one actually struck a chord. I didn't realise it would be as, how you say, popular or as, would have been so relatable. The story about the girls who basically had to reschedule a midweek date because it was going to clash with her militant hair washing schedule.
Yeah. You never mess with that.
Yeah, you can't. You can't mess with that because it's Wednesday night. And I got to wash it now because, or even Thursday night, because we know Friday, Saturday, it's going to be its cleanest. I don't want it oily over the weekend. And I'm certainly not going to just wash it on a Friday night. You know, that's too much maintenance. So, so sorry, mate. You might be the one, but it's not going to be tonight.
Yeah,
you can be the one.
I could tell you
on Saturday.
Yeah, I could tell you what. There was a lot of young ladies, you know, on that article just really reached out to you guys, and I could tell by reading a lot of the comments that, it was a touchy subject, Clancy.
Yeah, it's amazing, mate. It's amazing these, you know, these different aspects of Australian life that you and I will never know anything about, Jerome.
Well, you know what? I've actually got long hair at the moment. It's going today, so I did wash it this morning, and I feel like it probably wasn't the right day to do it because... Tari, you know, you probably would know this, but it's a very fluffy now, and I probably stuffed it up.
Oh,
I should have
Clancy,
done it last night.
You have not seen his hair
please,
for a while.
Please send a photo.
Yeah. Oh, I will. It's like got a full afro thing going. There's like little animals living in there.
Yeah, I'll send a photo of my hair as well, mate. All right, so thanks for joining us again on a fresh Friday, brother. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for having me.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.